Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It is Friday, July the 12th. The Blueprint, Mr. Matt Morgan, myself, Raj Giri, here with another edition of Gigantic Pop. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What? No fancy intro with Gigantic.
You know what? I need to get better with that. It's been a while since the three of us have been together, and that's usually Glenn's domain.
This is true.
Yeah. So how you been, man?
Busy as hell, but ready to dig in some wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on this week. Probably the biggest news of the week is CMLL Women's Champion and Tag Team Champion Stephanie Vaquer, who had just faced Mercedes Moné at Forbidden Door. And if you saw my Twitter that night, I felt like she came out of it gaining the most, at least as far as the U.S. goes. Apparently, she's on her way to WWE just weeks after her match with Mercedes Moné at Forbidden Door.
Is it weeks or week singular?
Is it 2 weeks? Weird right now in the summer.
I feel like we just saw that last week, but regardless of semantics, here's what I know. Let me ask you a question. Did you say that? Forget the spots and the athleticism she showed in that ring. Does part of you say that because of how flipping jacked and muscular and athletic looking and looks like a star effect that she had?
I think it was everything. I thought her ability in the ring. I mean, she just impressed the hell out of me. And I thought she kind of overshadowed Moné in that match.
But there's tons of talents that can wrestle Lucha Libre style. There's tons of talents that could do the high spots. But there's very rare when you see a talent that looks like they can kick somebody's ass in a fight. Okay.
Right.
Male or female. And our girl looked like she could whip your ass in a physical fight at a bar somewhere. And there's just some, like, she just has so much more reality. Like, when you saw her in the ring with Moné, it's like, wait, why is that one the bigger star than that one? That makes no sense at all. One of them flubbed a few moves, which is, we've all been there. Lord knows I have. But at the same token, one was absolutely perfect with that match. And God bless her for using that as a tryout for WWE. I love it. That's her lifelong dream. She's there. So for all you AEW marks going, oh, she's not loyal. AEW never booked her as an AEW talent to begin with. So stop saying they did. They did not. They booked her as a CMLL talent coming to Forbidden Door. We're having a champion from another company who's from another country but representing New Japan, women's strong champion that's coming here and wrestling one of our AEW female talents. And they put Moné over on her. So she came over, did the honors, lost her title in the process. And you're pissed at her for going to WWE, aka the major leagues of pro wrestling? Screw you all, you marks. Yeah.
CMLL did want her to drop her titles on the way out. And they wanted her to appear at Fantastica Mania this weekend. But you know, she signed the WWE contract on Monday. They have shows in Mexico this weekend. So they wanted Raj, her in Mexico.
No. What I don't like is when the tribalist crap starts like rearing its ugly head. Like, we are family. I got all my sisters. No, that's not how it works in the world of pro wrestling. It is a business. Our job is to make a paycheck to feed our families as we get dropped on the back of our neck for a profession. So at the end of the day, God bless her, who's cut her teeth in this business for quite a long time now. And Stephanie got her shot with WWE, took it, and said, yep, I'm coming. Screw the rest of you that don't get how that's how it works. I wish any of these idiots would understand with their own jobs and their own careers why this is any different. Every one of you watching this, I think she's an ingrate and she's disrespectful to AEW or CMLL, and she should have showed more loyalty. How much more loyalty do you want? When she started on the indies and worked her way to get to Mexico, she was hardly paid for a handshake and a couple bucks to do a match. And the fact that she hit the jackpot, okay, well, AEW made that happen. Well, hello, this is where we always get back to Tony Khan being an idiot and bringing people in that can use it as a stepping stone to go somewhere else, because just because Tony throws more money at people doesn't mean it's always the best deal. I continue to repeat what Stone Cold repeats. When WCW was at its height and was beating WWF in the ratings, what do you always say? At the end of the day, and Nash said this too, is that WWF is still the New York Yankees of professional wrestling. They are the major leagues. If you want to be a star, you go there. So God bless this girl for doing that and finally living out her dream.
Do you think she should have dropped the titles on the way out, though?
In a perfect world, sure. But let me ask you this at the end of the day. If there was a better female talent that was hotter and getting bigger pops, better reactions, do you think that that same company would have been as quote-unquote loyal to her in return? I can answer that as a former pro wrestler and tell you the answer is freak no. No. No wrestling company is loyal to any talent. So this BS that the talent needs to be loyal to a certain company is a joke. Okay? And the biggest joke is that we still get considered independent contractors. Wrestlers are not independent contractors. I'm wishing for the day Senate, House of Representatives, somebody in government passes something that changes that. Because anytime a pro wrestling company tells us where to be, what time to be there, how to dress, etc., you're not an independent contractor. You're an employee, yeah. But they don't pay us like employees, and they don't give us insurance like employees. No, she doesn't owe them anything, Raj. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
And I have said this. I've said this in the past with WWE when Rick Rude showed up on Raw Nitro on the same night when it was a taped Raw. Ultimately, it's the organization's responsibility to make sure they have people under contract and their champions are under contract. And if they're not under contract, you have them drop the titles. WWE did that with Becky Lynch when her contract was coming up and she was taking a sabbatical. Yeah. I mean, that's just, business 101.
Let me ask you a question. Where's all the boobirds about when Edge had no loyalty to WWE when he showed up on AEW? Where's all the fans that said Christian wasn't loyal to WWE, who made him a household name when he went to AEW? John Moxley, the list goes, Chris Jericho, the list goes on. Where are those boobirds? Where are they at? Because it's dumb. It's a dumb argument.
Yeah. And AEW obviously was interested in her. I mean, that was obviously no question, but she really wanted to go to WWE. That was her dream. So good for her. Because I think that's awesome.
The major leagues of pro wrestling.
Yeah. So what great signing. And
Raj, what are we talking about here? We're talking about playing for the New York Yankees against the Toledo Mudheads. I'll say the analogy again. Seriously.
And we are at a point now where even NXT this past week, it beat Dynamite in the
my son's the all-important
18-49 demo.
My son's pacing the backwards, and he's giving me he agrees with me.
Nice. Yeah. So, great signing for WWE, and they also signed Julia earlier this year. So, I mean, they're stacking that women's division.
Question for you, Mr. Internet Wrestling Man. Rumor mill man, when do we think we'll see Julia wrestle?
This summer. I think she's nursing an injury, but I think it'll be this summer.
That's awesome. So I'm excited because I'm interested to see what they do with Stephanie, because I have a feeling they're not going to put the black paint over her eyes kind of a thing. She's got an impressive physique, athletic physique. She looks like she lifts weights. She looks like she can F you up in a fight. And she's a really good in-ring talent. Oh, my God. I thought she ran circles around. I'm not just saying this, just being a hater of Monet. I'm not. But I thought she ran circles around Monet in that match.
And with all due respect to Monet, she has really turned it up. She's full-fledged heel now. She's awesome. She's back to being
the
boss that we knew. You know, she.
I 100% agree.
Her segments have been great.
Okay. But, again, is that how Tony was planning on bringing her in, Raj?
Yeah, definitely. No. Not. I mean, the way the CEO chant is in her theme song, it's meant to get fans chanting, but he pivoted because it wasn't working, which is good.
Okay. No, Tony can't have it both ways, right? Isn't this the guy that books his show based around how the fans decide to chant in the middle of a match and what they cheer and what they boo? There's no heroes, no faces. I leave it up to the fans, bro. That's Vince Russo. I'm sorry. I leave it up to the fans to decide on who's the heel, who's the face, who they want to cheer, who they want to boo. Well, they said very clearly from day one, I would argue, that she is a heel. Anybody bragging about the money they're making and doing a dumb dance when they don't know what else to say or answer in the middle of a promo, yes, is a heel. And everybody said it. They tried to fight it for a minute. Don't say they didn't, because they did. And they kept booing and booing and booing. And if they put her from day one in that ring against Britt Baker, you would have seen they would have cheered Britt Baker. They would have booed Monet. But they finally got there. They're there now. And it's one of the most, I'll be honest, that's one of the most intriguing storylines in all of wrestling that I'm actually very interested in. I love their promos. I wish they could do some more back and forth in the ring verbally, because Britt can hang with anybody verbally. Yeah. And I want to see Monet have to eat crow verbally. I'm sorry.
And we've been talking about this since the beginning. Like, once Britt comes in, Britt versus Monet, that's a pay-per-view headliner. That's a match that could headline a pay-per-view.
I'm sorry. Easily. Yes.
Maybe not Wembley, but yeah. And speaking of which, they have another women's match I think I can headline now with that Mariah May, Tony Storm angle that they did at the end of the Dynamite. I thought that was one of the best angles that they've done as a company ever.
In totality, I 100% agree with that. I was on somebody else's podcast the other night, a friend of mine, Philip Marks, Pro Wrestle Time, shout out. He's very like-minded to like me and you, Raj, on our theory of wrestling. But the drinking of the blood, and I was like, the John Moxley book it, the finish that. But none all jokes aside, the big knock on AEW is they don't book for long-term storytelling. That Mariah May, okay, storyline, and we all saw it coming. Everybody saw it coming from day one. Such a great-looking talent as an in-ring specimen, which is just great. As far as in-ring talent goes, great on the mic, great with character development, tens all across the board for Mariah May, right? That she was going to be, obviously, we knew where this story was going with her and Tony Storm, and we were along for the ride, and we got a good payoff. Granted, she turned heel on her, but my point is that was long-term storytelling. So we've got to give Tony his props on this. We have to give AEW their props on a very well-played-out long-term storyline, because this is one of the best in wrestling, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, I agree. And I think a lot of people thought it would be Tony turning on Mariah eventually.
I did.
And the way
I did too, a little bit. I did.
Yeah. The way it was done at the end of the tournament, it just was so unexpected happening that night and the way it happened.
So the reason why we all thought Tony would be the one to turn, because she was cutting heel promos that were getting babyface pops with her different sayings and throwing the shoe at the announcer at the end of all her promos. We laughed, but that's a heel dicky move to do, right? It's not what a babyface would do. And talking all this ish, and she's the superstar. Everybody pay attention to me. Lights, camera, action. And she was booked to be a heel. So that's why nobody saw Mariah May becoming the heel in this, because Mariah May was like, okay, I'm so sorry. I'm being super subservient to Tony in this storyline. That's why it was a great payoff in regards to she's the one who ends up being the heel. And holy crap, did she just kick her ass? What the hell?
That was as brutal of a beatdown as you see.
Oh my God.
And when she was
holding her uncomfortable. Hand, was
bailing
her
shoe.
Bro, that not much makes me uncomfortable, Raj. I was uncomfortable for a couple seconds ago. Oh, my God. She's killing her.
After a while, I was like, slow down. She's already dead.
And I know the fans popped because Aubrey got one. Got a shoe to the dome, too, or something like that. Right, yeah. My Goof fans are terrible. Aubrey's a good rep. Come on. Poor Aubrey. Aubrey didn't have that coming. Come on.
But just a fantastic angle, one of the best things I think they've done.
I agree.
And they have a loaded show coming up this coming week with Okada versus Swerve, non-title match. And then Will Ospreay versus MJF for the Continental title. I'm assuming MJF beats Will Ospreay for that title, and then Will Ospreay wins it back at Wembley. So he gets
a... Time out. Mm-hmm. Can MJF just whip his ass into a bloody pulp so bad that the match gets called?
Well,
and the title doesn't change hands? Why is MJF does not need that jabroni title?
I think they want to have Ospreay winning a title in Wembley. Like that feel good moment for that crowd.
You don't think it's still coming back to Swerve to take the strap off him with Will? Because I do.
Well, they're doing Swerve and Danielson now. And I can see them having Danielson. Yeah, that's set in stone.
Well, see, mm-hmm. I don't trust the Tony resisting the three-way with putting Ospreay in there, because I can see him going, because you saw the rumors, right, about mm-hmm. Ospreay wanting to be the one to step up and do the job. For a Swerve.
Right, like he's a 5-year veteran or something.
Come on. Like, whoever put that out there, you hurt Will by saying that, you idiots. That wasn't cool. If you're a Will fan and you put that out there, shame on you. I'm a Will fan. And you made him look like a douche by putting that out there, because it makes it look like I'm holier than thou. And if I wanted to, I guess I could have slipped out of a banana peel and won the world title for the entire company. But you know what? I said, no, Tony, let's pump the brakes. I don't want to win the title. Swerve needs a very signature finish for an angle right now. I need to do the job. I need to do the honors, bruv. No. That makes him look like an asshole. It just does. It makes him look arrogant as hell. With respect, as much as I love watching him wrestle, because he is impressive as he gets in any, I'm sorry, I'm drooling on myself here, in any company, he is so impressive. I love watching his matches, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it makes him look like a D-bag. Matt, how's it making him look like a D-bag? He said he'd do the honors. You've been here for a cup of coffee. That's why. And belittles Swerve, I will argue. It totally, and this is what Tony's done with Swerve from day one as a champion. They keep belittling him, although that match was amazing at Forbidden Door. One of the best matches I've seen all year, easily. They did a lot, but at the same time, Swerve came out on top. I was very happy with that finish. Very happy. Mm-hmm. It was the right finish. But I don't think Tony can resist figuring out a three-way to throw Will in there with Danielson and Swerve. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I get a couple of these super chats here. Bigfoot Sneakerhead talking about Stephanie Bakir. The $4.99. Thank you as always, Bigfoot Sneakerhead. He said, I went to the pay-per-view and she was amazing. Definitely deserves it.
Yeah, she's a star.
And T Smitty 3000 with the $5 super chat saying, Matt should round up his city councilmen and make them say, Mayor Morgan, I love you and I acknowledge you as my mayor.
So in my city, T. Smitty, you're very close. You're very close on the nose to this. In our city, we don't call them councilmen or councilwomen. We call them commissioners for some reason. I know in the Northeast they say councilmen, but here in good old Florida, they say commissioner for some weird reason. But here we are.
Peter Corey with it, kind of a cool idea. Tony should take some time off and come back playing the final girl from an 80s horror movie. Or just like a...
Are you being a timeout? You don't agree with that. What does that even mean?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea, but it's kind of funny.
Dumb it down for me. I don't understand what it means.
Well, because she's doing like the 50s movie gimmick right now. You know, like the 40s, 50s gimmick. And then coming back, since she was all bloodied, you know, coming back is... the girl that's all bloodied at the end that survives.
Does he mean Carrie? Because Carrie is the only one everybody thinks of that comes to mind when you think of 80s horror movie.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th. Well, I guess that's 70s.
No, anyway. I think the girl won. Sorry.
We digress. So Dynamite this past Wednesday night did 691,000 viewers, slightly up from last week.
That's with a point it with 23, that show? Really? 49.
Yeah, with a 0.23, 18-49 demo.
Finish your rest. I'm sorry. Go. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. But it was up slightly from last week in viewers, but last week was on the 3rd of July. It should have been up a lot. NXT was up huge from the week before, and I'll get to that in a second. And the 18-49 rating was even with last week. So kind of a disappointing number. I thought it was a great show. I thought it was one of their best shows, actually, and of the year. And same as last week, the two back-to-back have been some of the best shows they've done this year. So yeah,
I agree with that. I like both of the past shows that they had, honestly, both of their past offerings. Yeah.
Yeah. And then NXT did. So AEW beat it slightly in viewers, but NXT beat it in the demo. NXT did 656,000 viewers, up 21% from last week. Last week it aired on the 2nd of July, so obviously the holiday hurt it. And it did a 0.24 18 to 49 demo, so slightly beating AEW. Only the second time that's happened this year. Only the fourth time that's ever happened. NXT has been seeing momentum going up, AEW going down. AEW has all these high-priced talent stars on their show. NXT, you know, it's guys coming in from TNA right now, Joe Hendry and the Rascals, you know? And this is not a dog. I mean, I think it's
and up-and-comers
that they're able to draw like that.
And up-and-comers.
Up-and-comers, yeah. Yeah, no.
But what does that tell you? What does that tell you, Raj? What that tells me, they want fresh, they want new, they want exciting. That's what they want, not predictable.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And if you haven't checked out Matt's interview with Jordan Grace, make sure to check it out. It's on this channel. And she said something kind of interesting. She thinks Shawn Michaels should be Booker of the Year, at least so far. Well, do you agree?
So far, how do you disagree with that?
As numbers go, you can't. It's had the biggest year-over-year growth of any show.
Do me a favor, Raj. Share with them the other part of that interview, some of the things she shared with. I got to just grab my son real quick, who needs me. Just 2 seconds.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. She also noted that her contract is up in January. So I think there's a good chance that that she heads to WWE, but we'll see. She'll be a free agent, and maybe she stays with TNA. Maybe AEW makes a play for her. So that remains to be seen. She also said, what was there was another big thing. Now I'm totally spacing out. Peter Corey bringing out that NXT barely won the demo. The fact that it's even in competing is kind of crazy, because they don't have the budget, you know, as far as they're not traveling every week. They don't have high priced guys like Will Ospreay and Chris Jericho. So the fact that they're even in the ballpark is pretty amazing. It's one thing if you're talking main roster, but NXT in the same place every single week. It shouldn't be doing that.
Shouldn't be. And with the amount of money, Tony, I guess that makes it so personal. The amount of money that AEW talents get paid.
Yeah.
And they're a lot of them just legendary, beyond superstar status. Again, the talents, the Jerichos, the Christians, the Edges, Brian Danielsons, Samoa Joes. These are just proven names. They're competing, with respect, of course, against talents that are unproven. And they're on their ascent. They're on their quote unquote come up still. Like to put perspective on this, this would be like Ohio Valley Wrestling. All right, beating one of WCW's shows, like Thunder, let's say.
Right. Yeah.
Which I'd argue maybe. Yeah. Which I would argue maybe we could, but.
Yeah, especially with WCW at the end.
That's what
Peter by $5 super chat. If I'm Khan, I'm waiting for Johnny Russo's contract to end in NXT and bring him to AEW. Tony needs to stay away from creative, as does Danielson. I can't speak much
with Danielson, brother. What'd you hit with Danielson, Peter by? So is Danielson part of the creative process? I just thought Tony threw his name in there to kind of like save face. Not just me.
He does have influence, but, you know, again, I think the AEW creative last, again, 2 weeks is not going to change the fortunes of a company. I mean, they've been dropping steadily. If you look at their quarter one to quarter two drop, it's been immense.
But at the same time, I just got done saying I did like their last two shows. Yeah. Large part of that for me, though, was MJF finally going back to what brung him to the dance.
Same here. All seems right now with MJF and Mercedes as full-fledged deals.
Yes, and no more MJF with the frigging, I don't know, Triple H MSG return cosplay slash Andrew Dice Clay jacket crap, and back to my MJF, who's just healing everybody.
So CJ Perry revealed in an interview with USA Today that she has just finished with AEW and she is no longer with the promotion. She debuted last year at All Out. It kind of been used here and there with Miro. Her and Miro, she announced that they had split earlier this year and hasn't really been used. So she's a free agent now.
Fans, you heard it here first on Gigantic Pop. CJ Perry is not coming back to AEW. Her contract is expired or whatever that Raj just said. Nobody. I'm not going to be mean. Raj, fill in the blanks here because I don't want to be mean.
Okay. But her and Rusev, that was an amazing pairing when they were together.
Once upon a time. Yes, it was.
And also no longer with AEW, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. It was kind of revealed that he is done with the company and that Woo Energy deal is also done. When he had signed, like they said, it was a multi-year deal. He's gone. You know, he had been used for Sting's retirement, but yeah.
Good for him. He'll be under Legends contract once again. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, but didn't you see Dark Side of the Ring? Blah, 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 blah. I will bet my house he'll be under a WWE Legends contract before we know it. It might take some time, but he will be. Whether you like him or not personally, he's one of the very, and I know AEW ruined this, but he's one of the very biggest pillars of our wrestling business. Hey, man, Hulk Hogan, who people don't like either. Tough shit. Both of them. If they were not who they were in the 80s, I'm sorry, we probably would not have wrestling. I believe that with all my heart.
It would be very different, for sure.
I don't think it would last because WrestleMania wouldn't have lasted if it was not Hulk Hogan that made the baby face in that. No way. Right.
But you'd probably have it like New Japan stuff overseas in some form, I would think. I don't know.
Let's be clear. The reason why we all had a thirst to watch a New Japan, an All Japan, Ring of Honor, all these other companies is because WWF for so many years was the only game in town. If there was no game in town, okay? Oh, Matt, that means these other companies would thrust at a spotlight. No, they would not. No, they would not. They didn't have the same kind of money. They did not have the same kind of cable audience. Most importantly, I know everybody hates Vince McMahon, and I see why. But at the same time, not all those companies had the same vision to do what he did with the territories and go national as far as cable went.
Yeah,
those are just facts.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time with doing that. It had to have happened eventually, but he was the first to do it and took it to
no other company. You know, no other company was even thinking in that regard, though.
Right.
At the time.
Yeah, a couple of these comments. Fan account for Scum and LSP saying, much love, fellas. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Darla Katchka. Dory Funk is wrestling again. He's 83 years old. He'll be wrestling in August. It's tribute to Terry. And he'll be wrestling at 83 years old, which I don't know. That might be the oldest I've ever heard of for sure. So that's wild.
All right.
So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah.
Heather Abood saying, hey, Raj and Matt saying, hey, from good old Orlando. Love this show.
You're only 20 minutes away from me, Heather. What the hell? Why'd you come visit our Longwood events I always post on social media? Invite the whole world to.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of covered everything. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we didn't cover. Anyone in the chat, if there's something you want us to talk about, please send it over.
Yeah, please.
SmackDown tonight.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that. They did a masterful job with our boy, Jacob Fatu, Raj.
Yeah.
Masterful. Yeah. That's how you introduce a freaking main event star. It's not a main event story yet. It was the main event storyline. And he is the reason why at the last pay-per-view his team won that match. Solo just stole it at the end. But at the end of the day, it was Jacob who did all the heavy lifting. And from the minute they debuted him to his musical entrance, fire, to everything they've had him do so far, it's been a grand slam on how you introduce a real tout. And again, I know everyone's think I'm being tribalistic about this, but I have to point this out. I'm not being a jerk or a hater. I just got done putting over the last 2 weeks of AEW Dynamite and even Collision with MJF's promo. MJF's promo on Collision was absolutely masterful. It was great callback to the stuff he talked about growing up as a kid and his insecurities and his diagnoses, more importantly, and made everybody feel like an asshole for turning on him. He's the best as a heel. Yes. I love him to death. But so I put them over when they deserve to be put over. But at the same time, Okada, Monet, I hate even saying this because he's my friend. He's my boy, Adam Copeland. Like, WWE knows how to bring a talent in with no name recognition or limited name recognition. And instantly, like that, due to production value and creative thinking and long-term booking thinking, know how to get a talent over and beat you over the head with that talent. So you now will think they're a main event potential type of opponent for your favorite main eventer, whether it's Cody or whomever, which they just did with Jacob in real time. If Jacob went to AEW, my question to the chat is, do you think AEW would have debuted Jacob in a similar manner? Or would they have debuted him and they would have been like four run-ins at the end of that hooked together three to four different other storylines had nothing to do with Jacob? Because that's what AEW does. They convolute their storylines. And at the end of every finish, there's like 5 to 16 different things that happen with other storylines trying to layer themselves into that. And they dilute what we just saw in the ring with said finish by doing that. And they do it all the time. So again, those talents I just said, were their debuts with AEW better than Jacob Fatu's? These are major stars, Hall of Famers, no question. That I just mentioned. Yeah. Edge, again, Sasha Banks, Samoa Joe, I'll even throw in there, and many others. Was their debut in AEW better than Jacob Fatu's? You know what the answer is. And that's why Tony, I love him to death. I love what he's doing. He's paying my friend. Like, how could I not love him, right? If I was in the business right now, I would love him even more. But at the same time, if he wants to be around as a company for decades to come, he's got to turn the reins over and still have his say, okay? But still turn the reins over to an actual booking committee that has, wait for it, booking experience.
And, you know, I was hearing Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio recently. He was talking about Bron Breakker, and he's like, oh, well, that's what WWE did about him losing to Sami Zayn, which, you know, we didn't necessarily agree with that either.
Bad idea. So that I will own and say, WWE, that was a terrible booking decision. He should never been pinned. It should never have happened. And if you're not putting him over, that match should never have taken place. So I'll digress. Yeah.
But Dave was saying the reason that Bron lost is because that's what WWE does. They make you earn, you know, pay your dues, and you have to be, they're not going to just push you to the top. I'm like, what? Look at Jacob Fatu. Look at when Solo Sikoa came in. Look at Gunther. Gunther was Brock like Lesnar. Unbeaten for years.
Brock Lesnar. There's a million. Brock Lesnar is beating Rock a year after his debut. Are you ribbing me, Dave? So no, that's not true. It is true. When back in the day, it was former WCW talents coming into WWE. Yes, Vince wanted to make a very big differential between their stars versus our stars. Look at the huge difference. And he shot himself in the foot being a dick like that, like with Taz. He could have made so much money off of Taz if they booked Taz right. And because of Vince's ego, he effed that all up. And Taz ain't the only one. It was DDP and other WCW talents that people try to now retell the story and say, well, they weren't Nash. It wasn't Hall. It wasn't Hogan. It wasn't Flair. Okay, but so what? But there were still other talents that you still could have done a lot more with instead of burying them. But again, so today it's very different. Bron Breakker did not come in from a WCW. He's a homegrown talent from WWE. So what Dave's talking about is the old methodology when Vince McMahon was under power, which he would bring an outsider into WWE and build them up and break them down again and then build them back up. That was always the WWE way when they brought an outsider in. Bron Breakker was born into the WWE locker room almost literally. Like, are you kidding me? He didn't wrestle anywhere first. He wasn't AEW. He wasn't Ring of Honor. He wasn't any of his other side companies. He started right with WWE from day one, and they should have booked him the same, in my opinion, the same way they did Brock.
Yeah, I agree. T-Smitty, 3000 with the $5 super chat. Thanks again, buddy. Stumbling upon Stephanie Vaquer is like tuning into a Caitlin Clark game and becoming a fan of other players and teams. Wow.
I like that analogy because I'm the biggest Caitlin Clark mark on the planet, but yet I'm also, what's the word? Oh, not oppositional, but I'm also a huge Angel Reese mark at the same time. And people are trying to paint Angel Reese as like the Joker to Caitlin Clark's Batman, but I would disagree. I'd say they're both Superman and Batman in the WNBA. My wife's even watching. We never give a crap about the WNBA. So, I mean, we're huge WNBA fans here.
The turnaround that WNBA has had in the last year has been amazing.
You got to read those stats. You have to read the minute Caitlin Clark was drafted to the Fever, 30-plus games on national television. By the way, they were the shittiest team in the league the year before.
Yeah.
No televised games.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you talk about a difference maker, it's insane.
Oh my god, and I try to explain it to people because me and you, Raj, and everybody watching this, all of you, we have the advent of pro wrestling to base things off of trying to explain to people to what a draw means. What does that mean to be a draw versus don't get caught up in your feelings? Does this person get more eyeballs on the product or not? And the story, but WNBA is having a hard time. Not the new fans, but the old heads and a lot of the women in the league that have been busting their ass over the years, rightfully so. Like, who's this Caitlin Clark girl just coming and think she's going to do da-da-da-da? She's lighting you all up. That's what she's doing. And she's bringing eyeballs to you all to get eyeballs on you that you should be taking advantage of. Like Angel Reese is doing, by the way, setting an WNBA world record, having the most double-doubles consecutively of all time. She had 10 in a row. That set a record. So Angel Reese is making out like a bandit. And so is others that are taking advantage of all the eyeballs on the league right now. Smart.
Yeah. One thing we didn't talk about, big sneakerhead bringing it up. How'd you feel about Mommy returning this last Monday? That was amazing. That the way they've done that storyline, like it's a upper mid-card storyline with Dom. Rhea and Liv obviously could main event pay-per-view probably at this point.
They did, but let me ask you this. Do you think the way they finished that they were short on time or something went awry? I do, too.
I think they were a little short on time because they showed it online.
That could not have been the shot they were looking for as their out shot. A zoom in up Dom's nostrils and Rhea's nostrils there. That was a weird camera angle.
Yeah. It's and that, you know, once they move to Netflix, that won't be happening anymore because they'll have all the time.
Finally ponied up money to Netflix because I'm getting ready for when WWE comes. My wife got mad at me and said, what? $20-something bucks a month. Are you crazy? I'm like, well, WWE's coming. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I think that about does it for this week. Obviously, we'll be back next week. Glenn will be back off vacation. He's over in Oahu right now.
My wife's her hometown, actually, her home island, I should say, in Oahu. So I went to college too.
Oh, that's awesome. I still have never been there, so I need to go.
That's where met my wife in college and fell in love with her. But not to be a romantic sap here before we finish, everybody makes fun of me. But I just want to say before we leave, one other thing, folks, we also will be back if any major news rumors, I should say, break. And me, Raj, or Glenn, or all three of us as a combination will be here to discuss it and talk about it and get your thoughts. You guys are always very active with the comments. Guys, this show, we wanted to bring it back to do more with you all and have you to be a part of this show. So if there's three of us on here, today it's just me and Raj. We expect you guys to always be in tonight, like tonight's episode, be the third person on this show hosting, or when Glenn's with us, the fourth person, if you will, hosting. So please make note of that and blow up our comment section, because we do ask the questions that you guys are asking in those comment sections. It's what makes our show work. It's what separates it from others, where there's no question about it. They go through every single one of those things like with a magnifying glass before they want to filter out what they want to put on their show. We don't. We want you to be a part of it because you're our friends, not our fans. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah. And with that, please keep helping us out. Hit that like button, hit subscribe, hit like this video. It really does help us out, that YouTube algorithm. And thank you so much just for the past week. You guys have been subscribing, and I really appreciate it. Spread the word. We love you guys. And we'll see you here definitely by next Friday and possibly before that. So like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.